Okay, tonight she is going to be, we're going to discuss the Simonim on Melech HaMashiach. This is in conjunction, there was I heard a discussion yesterday about the Simonim, of Melech HaMashiach, and the question was raised, does the Rebbe fit the criteria of these Simonim? The Yikev Yilchem. And this is how the question was, this is how it was explained. The Yikev, the discussion was about the Yikev. That Yikev means that Melech HaMashiach has to force Yidden to do Torah and Mitzvahs. The question was, did the Rebbe ever force Yidden to do Torah and Mitzvahs? Force. Rebbe influenced. The Rebbe forced. This was the whole discussion. Api Halacha said there had to be the Yikev or not. Now, the truth is, I'm not going to discuss Bechlal, this whole question. I'm just going to show the whole thing is not irrelevant, Bechlal. The whole thing is just sort of not in, it's just out of context. So, but just before we do that, just to explain the question a bit, I will use not the Yikif, I'll use the next simon that Rambam says. The next simon is the Yilcham, which that is much easier to discuss. Because the Rambam explains the Yilcham at great length. So here, the Rambam, you have several prokim in the Rambam which explains how the Yilcham has to be. And the same question you can raise, does the Rebbe fit the criteria of the Yilcham? Did the Rebbe ever actually lead a war, etc., etc.? So again, all of these things are not relevant. It's out of context. And you know, you don't know what the Rebbe did. Maybe he did. It doesn't make a difference. Anyways. This is all out of context. But this, the Yilcham, let's take the Yilcham. So now, first of all, when you ask, do we have a situation of a Yilcham when the Rebbe led a war? So let's say Melech HaMashiach comes. This is actually explained in the Rambam himself earlier. And he says, when you go to war, there's several things. You first have to see if you can do it, be able to win over the enemy without going to war. You have to ask if they're prepared to make peace. So the Rambam gives three conditions that they have to drop their arms, they have to do, accept the mass and the shibud, and they have to accept shibud, etc., etc. And then you don't have to go to war with them. You've taken them over without war.
Once they're makabel.
So are you going to say Mashiach will manage to accomplish this with all the goyim of all his opposition, opposers, and he won't have to go to war. He'll manage to peacefully negotiate with them. Would that be missing would it be missing some quality of his simonim? L'chayr or not. Mashiach, remember, with all the simonim of Melech HaMashiach are a medium to reach a goal. What are the goal of Melech HaMashiach? The goal of Melech Mashiach is and ultimately to bring this world to a situation where it's not going to be any Milchamis. If Mashiach is going to be able to do everything, go through this whole process without Milchamis and win over the going without Milchamis, would he lose his criteria as being Mashiach because he managed to do it as in the ultimate perfection without going to war? L'chere doesn't make sense, but this is just introduction to what we want to get to. We want to just bring out how this whole the question doesn't come into place, because this discussion about do this Simon of Fit of Melech HaMashiach is something which a lot of people discuss, and it's out of context. Why? It's based on the thing which we've always been discussing, that when you when we're discussing Mashiach, are we talking about Mashiach or are we talking about ourselves? This is something which we go through the whole time, and this is the same thing. The same thing applies here. In other words, we have the Rambam here. The Rambam here, the way we always understood the Rambam was, you take the Rambam talks all about Melech HaMashiach, right? He says the whole Perek is about Melech HaMashiach, and then the Halach here, Yamid Melech, it's all about him. Everything, he's going to do this, he's going to do that, he's going to do that. So the way we always understood it, that this Rambam is talking about Melech HaMashiach. Okay, that was very good. Now, when we have it today's situation, the Rebbe tells us we should live with the Moshe Mashiach, and we should bring him Mashiach, we're going to have to, once the Rebbe tells that to us, the Rebbe is sort of telling us we have to get involved.
So now when we have to get involved, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take this Rambam and just look at it again and make sure if this, what we always saw the Rambam to be saying, is that what the Rambam actually is saying? So now we're going to read that, we're going to go the Rambam again, the same words of the Rambam, and we're just going to be giving attention to something which in the past we may not given any attention. And what is it? So you have right over here, let's go this way. That's talking about Melech Mashiach. But he says, Rambam says, the Yikiv Kol Yisro. Who's Kol Yisro? That's me, us, right? So now what we understand over here, which is very, very, very simple, you know, it doesn't really need too much explanation, that we're talking about Melech HaMashiach doing something. There's two partners in that. What is that? Melech HaMashiach is affecting us, and we're responding accordingly. Because if we don't respond to Melech HaMashiach, then he hasn't achieved anything. So it takes two people to make it happen. It's Melech HaMashiach, two partners, right? It's us and Melech HaMashiach. Very good. Now, let's go to the Sam Sefer and the Batnura and the Stechemet, which the Rebbe always was quoting in the Nunal from the base. Rebbe started quoting this Sam Sefer Stechemet. What did it say there? It says there's, in every generation there's a tzaddik, and when it comes a fitting time, the Emes will tell him to be Megala himself, and he would be Melech HaMashiach. This is what it says there, right? And the Sechem goes to explain this would be the Tzaddik Hadoir. He would be this Tzaddik fitting to be Mashiach when it comes appropriate time. Now, when is that appropriate time? So again, the way you could have always understood it, appropriate time means when Hashem will ever decide to be the appropriate time. Okay, that's fine. But remember, now that we know the Mashiach and Gula is in our court, the Rebbe is telling us to bring us. So remember, it says in the Torah, the another definition of this appropriate time is something which we all know of. The moment we listen to Hashem, that's going to be the appropriate time. So when the Bat Nura tells us that there's always this tzaddik who's ready to be revealed at appropriate time, that appropriate time would be the moment we decide to start listening to him, right? So now, when we with this understanding, we learn this Rambam. What do we see in the Rambam? The Rambam says that if there'll be a melech, okay, he's talking about Melech HaMashiach, and Klal Yisrael will affect Klal Yisrael. How will he affect Klal Yisrael? Of course, he's the one who's going to affect Klal Yisrael, but it's basically going to mean that Klal Yisrael is going to go along with him. So just to explain a bit better, based on this Bat Nur and some safe about some, and every generation has this tzaddik who could be Mashiach, what would it mean? Then every generation, there's always these Gdeli Yisrael who are leading Klal Yisrael, and many of them were Megala Kittim, and they had the vision of Mashiach in mind. And remember, so now, the way we could have understood the Rambam until now, he says everything about Mashiach. So Mashiach hasn't come? So Mashiach has to fit the criteria. Apparently, he hasn't lived up to this criteria yet because he hasn't come. So it's all on Mashiach. But now, if we look at the Rambam, no, it doesn't. It may mean that, but it also means something else. That these tzaddikim were always there, trying to guide us and lead us to Mashiach, but we did not follow along. Instead of looking at this number that it's all in Mashiach's court, the same number would apply, and based on what we know that the Rebbe has told us that we have to engage our avodah, and that it's always the tzaddikim were fitting to be Mashiach, then this number would tell us that it's not only Mashiach's court. The fact that he's not here is something got to do with our court, that we haven't complied till today. So we just have to put that in other words, we're not changing anything in the Rambam, we're just giving attention to something which till now we only gave attention to Mashiach because we left everything just up to him. And now we come to realize, no, it's actually talking about us, that we till today have not complied fully, and therefore we don't have the revelation, which is the same thing we said before, just taking the other edge of the stick, right? Now, so this is the different look we have today on the Rambam. It's talking about us, our complying with Mashiach, not only about Mashiach. Now, let's go back. Let's go. Why Bechlal? Now, let's go. Why Bechlal? You need Melech Mashiach to do all of this. Why is Bechlal the need for Melech Mashiach to be able to accomplish all these things of the Rambam, to bring the Gula? Why do we need that? So the thing is, it's very simple. There's a Sicha, which is actually from last week, where the Rebbe explains that the Tev of Olam Hazeh is. does not go along with the Torah. The Rebbe there is talking about the seichel. The seichel of a person does not, it has a tendency to do what's for its own benefit and not what Hashem wants it to do. He has a tendency to serve himself and not to help other people. The seichel of a person is always biased and not necessarily does the right thing. Now, this is why the Rambam says that in order the goyim to keep seven mitzvot in Noach, they have to be affected by Yisrael. They have to be affected. Why? The Rebbe asks, why do they have to be affected by Yisrael? Why do they have to be through Yisrael? So the answer goes very simply, because the goy, he may be the finest goy, most logical goy, if he's going only according to Seichel himself, he'll eventually go astray and do things which he'll not behave, his conduct will not be proper. He won't be able to follow through the Zion mitzvahs. The only way a goy can follow through the Zion mitzvahs is when he's being affected by it. A yid, again, is affected by the Torah, has a Torah, which keeps the yid in his proper conduct, and he can then affect the goy. The goy should be follow his proper conduct according to the Zion mitzvahs. Because the seichel itself, the human nature itself, cannot really be relied upon, it will always go astray. Now, part of the issue which the Rambam is actually discussing is also part of the natural way the world works. The goyim hate the yid. Chazok he, halach he, Esav Sein Yaakov. Why? Why do a goy hate a yid? Very simply. Because the yidin have the Torah. They're the chosen nation. They have the Torah. They have a higher standard of conduct. Whether how observant they are or not, they're always going to have a higher standard of conduct. They're always going to have the Shem's Brach, the Momatzliach. So naturally, in the setting of a society, the goy is always going to have kin, and it's always going to hate the yid. And this is the matzias is. Therefore, based on the fact that the way the world is made, that the world is made, the tzateva goy, a goy, goes against the Torah, goes against the proper conduct. A yid also al pi teva does not, in order to keep himself in proper conduct, he needs a Torah, right? Based on this, it's very understood. This is very simple what the Rambam is saying. Number one, what does Mashiach have to do? Mashiach is a person who is going to live up to the Torah. He's going to represent the Torah. So the first thing he has to do, the Yikav, he has to force Yidden. Why? Because the natural tendency of Yidden is to follow Torah to a certain extent, etc., etc., to make compromise, whatever. We all know ourselves, right? In order for Yidden to properly serve the Torah, the way the world works, they have to be forced. Kfir. That's why the Rambam says kfir. The whole way Mashiach works is all through force. Why is it through force? Because the world does not go. The world, goyim, yidden, lahavdil, don't go fully along with the Torah. So he has to force the yidden. The next thing is, after Mashiach ready managed to get all the Yidden to do the Torah, he ready was kaif for Kol Yisrael. At that point, once Yidden are following the Torah, then they get the Baruch of Hashem. They put themselves in different status. They have ready listening to Mashiach, they're following the Torah, they put themselves in a higher status. At that point, Mashiach can then take Klal Yisrael and go out with war against the Goyim. Why? Because he already has the Koyach HaTorah, he's affected Klal Yisrael with the Koyach HaTorah. He can go fight the Goyim. He's going to have to fight the Goyim. He has to fight the Michael Goyim naturally for every many, many good reasons. Don't want to subject themselves to Yidden. The Yidden are whatever, that's the way nature works. So they don't want it to, in order for Mashiach to be able to bring freedom, that Yidden should be able to have a base in Mikdash, etc., 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 he's going to have to fight the Goyim, because he cannot impact the world around him without force. He's going to have to go to war with the Goyim. Very good. Now, so this is very simply why the Rambam says everything has to be done by force, because the natural tendency of the world is not to follow the Torah. The Mashiach is going to represent the Torah, he is going to have to use force. Fine. In other words, the way Torah meets the world is, number one, the most important, first and most important factor is force. Because the world, apiteva, does not go along with the Torah. Fine. Very good. Now let's move further. We're now going to move to the Gula. After Mashiach, let's say, goes to war with the Goyim, We're going to learn the Rambam. Now we're going to go to the Rambam. We're learning the Rambam. He goes to war with the Goyim. He defeats the Goyim. He builds a base of Mikdash. He's Mekabes Nidchi Yisrael. At this point, we must remember, Mashiach has defeated the Goyim, and he's built the base of Mikdash, and he's Mekabes Nidchi Yisrael. We're being Makrif Kabonos. We have Shmitin and Yevlus. Yidna fully observing Torah Mitzvahs properly. You can imagine now we have the full fulfillment of the, like David, the time of David the Melech, the time of Shlomo Melech, when you have all the brechas of Hashem pouring down onto Yidden, because they keep observance of Torah and Mitzvahs. This is now in this man of Gula, after being a Mitzvah, Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael. Then the Rambam tells us, start something new. What's the next thing that starts? Mashiach starts affecting the Goyim. Why? Starts affecting the Goyim. Why does Mashiach affect the Goyim only after he built the base of ancient Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael? That's the way to say that the Rambam is. First, Mashiach takes care of the Yidden, brings a full Gula to the Yidden by defeating the Goyim. After he defeated the Goyim and brought the full Gula, then he starts affecting the Goyim by power of influence. Why is that after everything? Because of very simply, as long as a Goy feels he can get the better over the Yid, he's not going to allow a Yid to have freedom. You're not going to be able to affect it. A Goy naturally does not want to accept the dominance of a Yid over him. He doesn't want to hear of the Yid, of the mitzvahs from the Yid. There's this chazok, halachis, Then he makes Mashiach. After Mashiach is going to force a Goyim to recognize it, and he's going to free it to Israel, and he's not going to have a base of mitzvahs and keep it to Israel, and they're going to have the brachas of the Abish, like Zman Shleim HaMelech, brachas are going to be flourishing through at Israel. At that point, you can have the open ear of a Goy. The Goy should start allowing himself to be affected to do the Sheva Mitzvahs from the Noach. The Sheva Mitzvahs from the Noach belongs afterwards. Once a Yid has been fully in his fullest matzah of a Gula, that's when we can start affecting the Goy with the Sheva Mitzvahs from the Noach. Now, what is the ultimate when you're going to affect the Sheva Mitzvah Goy, the Sheva Mitzvah Noach? So eventually the Mashiach is going to affect all the Goy with Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Then he's going to come to a stage, like the Rambam says in the final halacha, there's not going to be any strife amongst people, there's not going to be any milchomas, and the Goyim are going to come and learn from Mashiach about Elokus. The Goyim also going to come to learn from Mashiach. So then now he's fully won over the Goyim. Why? Because once he built the status of the Yidden through force, now he can have effect, and they're going to be prepared, because they're going to see the broch of the Yid. They're going to see the broch of the Yid is going to have, they see the dominance of the Yid, and the broch of the Yid, so why not? They also want to have part of it. So they are going to be ready to listen to Malach Mashiach, to hear from him. Now, on top of that, you have something else that Rebbe adds. Everything that Rambam says here is al pi seder, al pi teva. Here comes the Rebbe in one of the latest sichas, one of several later sichas, that says the last halacha in the Rambam can be interpreted slightly different to talk about not al pi teva. You know, we all know that Yemos Mashiach is going to be two stages, al pi teva, and the second stage, which is nes. So the last halacha in the Rambam can be interpreted to be speaking about hanhogen nisis, about nisim. Why nisim? And the Rebbe explains, because you can say that last halacha is referring to a situation where his goy, not through only through power of influence by the Yid, but from his own interest, will be interested to know about Hashem. He is in own interest. This will have his own interest. And for that, for a Goy on his own accord to be interested in a Hashem and interested to be spread Yid on his own accord, that is, Rebbe says, it goes on the second stage. That's Nisim and Flores. That's the second stage of Mashiach. And this would be this is how the Rebbe explains it.
Anhoginesis.
Anhoginesis. Yeah. Now, let's go back. This is the Seder HaVinyonim, how it's in the Rambam. Now let's go back to us. What do we have in this Managolos? We have in this Managolos is that you had all through the years, as we explained before, we have this Tzaddik, who could ultimately be Mashiach. who was trying to influence Yidden to go with Torah mitzvahs. Mashiach didn't come. And now with our understanding that Mashiach didn't come doesn't mean that Mashiach was lacking something. But it actually implies that we were also lacking something, that we did not go along with this tzaddik. And, okay. So therefore we have through all the years, through all the years, the tzaddikim are trying to affect Yidden to mechazik themselves, to strengthen themselves in Torah mitzvahs, etc., etc. And there's not full cooperation. Mashiach hasn't come yet. Now you have later on the Giluyim in Zman HaGolus. You have Giluyim which are already related to your Moshe Mashiach. You have the Gil of Teres Kabbalah, Teres Hanista. Then you have the Gil of Teres Achsidus, which that this Gil of Teres Achsidus really belongs to your Moshe Mashiach. It's Me'ein Teres Hashem Mashiach. Why? Because the Moshe Mashiach is going to be learning about it, of course. And now we're having these Tzaddikim are giving us these revelations in Zman HaGolus. What does this mean? That we, Klal Yisrael, we're still in Golos. We're still in Golos. Mashiach hasn't come. Based on this thinking that we incorporated here, that it's also our share. The fact that Gula is not here is also got to do with us. So here what's happening is we were still in our Golos mode. And these Tzaddikim are already way ahead. They're already drawing down from the Eibishter, from above, things which belong to your Moshe Mashiach, and start giving us Gidul Teres Chassidus. So the Tzaddikim are going forward into your Moshe Mashiach, and they're revealing to Bnei Yisrael things which are related to your Moshe Mashiach. And we are still in Golos. This is how they have the Gidul Teres Chassidus. Then you have, in our generation, we have in the time, when we live in a time that we, a Yid, can freely observe Torah mitzvahs. If Yid only uses his initiative and the tools which are available to him, he can affect the goy around him. He should allow him to learn observe Torah mitzvahs without any obstruction at all. Yid can observe Torah mitzvahs without any interference from goy. This thing what we have today, again, it's in Golos, but just like Chassidus, something was brought from Zman Moshe Mashiach into the Zman Golos. We're living in a begashmi, a period of time where this type of conduct, according to the Rambam's description, would belong to Gula. Because in time of Golos, the Goyim obstructs the Yid from observing Torah mitzvahs. And here, there is no obstruction, only requires initiative of the Yid to want to observe and to affect the Goyim, he can do what he wants. The same thing would apply to Yisrael, let's not go into it, that if Yidden only would go there according to the Ross of the Torah, etc., etc., they would be able to have everything they want. With this is already related to, it's all Me'ein Zman HaGula. So this is happening in Zman HaGolos. Then we have the Inyan of the Rebbe introduced, when it was on Tov Shalam, Tov Shemem, the Inyan of Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. And here, we can affect the going with the Sheva Mitzvot. Now, we must understand, when we today are affecting the Goyim, it's not the same as what the Rambam says when we're going to affect the Goyim after being a Beis HaMikdash. Because when the Rambam talks about affecting the Goyim after the Gula, after being a Beis HaMikdash, etc., at that point the Goyim have seen clearly the dominance of a Yid, and they have no choice about it. And they see the affluence which he didn't have. So therefore the Goyim should go along. It's like he has no other way. You see the Yid's life is better. You see the Brach of Eretz Yisrael. Here we're talking about the time when we're still in Golos. So the fact that the Goy is going along with the Yid is coming from his own inner respect which he has for the Yid. There's no compelling thing in this world which is sort of obligating him to go along with the Yid. So the fact that we can affect the Goyim now in Zman HaGolos is actually clearly identical to the final stage of Emes HaMashiach, the second stage, the Tkufa Nisis, when the Goyim from their own will, from their own creativity, will want to go along with the Yid, without the Yid having to impose anything on them. Which this is the Hanhag Nisis. So this is the time of situation where we are now. So the Nukudi is what we said. Then just one other thing. Let's take one other thing. How does the description of the Rambam go? The description of the Rambam goes, you're going to have Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then you're going to have Mekabes Nidchei Yisrael. Opisecha, why is Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael after Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Because you can have Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You collected a large portion of the Yidden together. You came to Eretz Yisrael, you freed Eretz Yisrael, you built the Beis HaMikdash. But those Yidden who went astray or lost, they're not coming to Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Melech HaMashiach will be able to affect those Yidden to come to Eretz Yisrael after he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and after everything's functioning very well for Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, you have all the Brach of Hashem, Apiteva makes sense when Yidden, a lost Yid, a lost soul, someone in America is going to come to Eretz Yisrael, when he sees how everything is going so well for Yidden, it's not a Shaila. It makes sense. Why not? He can also join. Here we're talking about the Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael, which is happening today. We're talking about Beruchnis. The fact that Yidden coming back to Yiddishkeit is no Gashmis Dikas Sibu, which is drawing them, attracting them to Yiddishkeit. They're coming to this because of its Eres Hanashama, which is drawing them to Yiddishkeit. So we have over here is a situation which with this Inyan, which is not according to the Sage of the Rambam. All the Sage of the Rambam, the Rambam has outlined it, laid it out very apiteva. Here we're having everything which belongs to Yomei Mashiach is happening now in Zman HaGolos. It's broken all the Storim. So now when it comes to asking the question, do we have Kfiyah here or the Yilcham here? Kfiyah and the Rambam's description of Kfiyah and the Yilcham is when you have the opposition of Goyim, and the way to affect them is through Kfiyah and the Yilcham. Mashiach has to show that he can force Torah on the world. Because that's the first strength of the Torah, the basic strength, the foundational strength of the Torah is to force it onto the world. Mashiach has to show this ability. When you're talking about the time when what's happening here is, there's no opposition. If you use the Torah skills you have, you can attract Yidden to Yiddishkeit. You can affect any Goyer to go along with their mitzvahs. There's no opposition here in the first place. You've won the world. What you have over here is a final, ultimate vision of Moshe Mashiach, Kamayim Yom Machasim, which is happening here today in Zman HaGolos, in a minuscule state, in our limited state. So therefore, this question, the whole question of force doesn't come into play here because we're so much further than that. So now, the question is, let's go back. Going back to the question which I hate discussing because it's not respectful, does the Rebbe have the simonim of Melech HaMashiach? So it depends on you. You're in Golos. You don't want to recognize the fact that you can win over anyone in the world and from that they should go along with the Torah on their own accord. You can win yourself over. You can win everything around you. That everyone in the world should go along with the Torah. That means that you have the inyan of Ein Eid Vaday. There's no opposition there in the first place. You don't want to recognize that. So you can live with your Golos. Listen, we've been in Golos till today. You can live with your Golos mentality further. If you want to recognize that what the opportunity you have available to yourself, that you can change everything around you, you'll realize you have not only Melech HaMashiach and the stage of Cheskas of Vaday, you have Melech HaMashiach at the way it's discussed in Chassidus, the Evan Bekesa Melech, which is above anything the Rambam describes, you have Atzmus Mehus as his Begoli Hilamata, and of course you have anything which Mashiach requires, because you have the final Shlemus Kvona, which is ready fulfilled. Just we have to align with it. So this is basically the answer to this. This is one minute.